Yeah. Yeah, a mastermind. What's that? So I have to dedicate this to the people dancing, which is most of you. This song is called Talk to Me, Dance With Me. The cowbell goes out to Andy.
Thank you.
Why is it happening? You feel it. You feel it in your heart. On your feet. Or wherever. The song is called You and Me and I Owe You.
I'm sorry.
That we play here in a long time. In the US, maybe in the world. I'm not bullshitting. This song's got a groove. It's all about the groove, which is why it goes out to the dancers. This song is called Ladies and Gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you that I think I'm We'll be right back. don't worry, cause it's all under control.
with compromise. I was half a memory. Half of the time let it lose away. I thought it could stay with us both. Unmarried, us both. Oh, I should stay.
CD 101 Big Room. And we are here with Hot Hot Heat. They're playing at the Newport Music Hall tonight.
They seem to be happy to see you guys.
I'm happy to be seen.
Excellent. I'm happy to see you too. Welcome back to CD 101.
Thanks, Andy.
I think you were much hairier last time we were here.
I was hairy. I went as Robert Smith of The Cure for Halloween.
Really?
So I shaved all this off, and that's cool. Why I look like that.
Did you have lipstick? Oh,
I did. I show you pictures after.
That's cool.
It's dedication.
I love it. Actually, I like lipstick. what it comes down to.
Me too.
So you're just this brand new tour. Things just a couple of days, right? Just one show or two shows before?
One show so far. Good. Yeah, we started last night in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah?
It was beautiful.
How's Louisville?
It was great.
It's a good time?
Yeah.
All right.
First show is always filled with mistakes, but tonight will be better. It'll be good.
Tonight will be perfect.
Second show is it's just a rule. It's always better.
Well, the phones
don't work out yet either.
I've been going crazy for the last week about people, you know, excited about the show. Let's help them continue that excitement. You guys ready to do a song?
Yes.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Excellent.
IOU. Yeah.
Hot, Hot Heat in the CD 101 Big Room. Hot, Hot Heat in the CD 101 Big Room, the latest record, Elevator. That'll be the next single, right?
That'll be it.
That'll be a big, big song.
So how's the process with this latest record, working out with the record company? How you feeling about it? You've made some...
Well, they're right there, so I don't know if we should...
Jim doesn't. Well, hey, Jim!
That's cool.
He's
a... They lie to us all the time, so it's a great relationship.
It's warm, just like marriage. All right.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Just like marriage, filled with love.
Left to right on your radio dial, we've got Luke and Steve and Paul. And Dustin is around somewhere, right?
I think he's just alone with the pizza.
He's alone with the pizza in the other room.
Is that what
nice.
You call it now?
Nice. All right, you just got off a tour a little bit ago with Weezer and the Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah.
So how was that?
Crazy.
Yeah, any know, arm wrestling with Rivers Cuomo or any good stories about it?
I gave him crazy wedgie before every
excellent.
Show.
Not surprisingly, he's like not very engaged. He kind of does his own thing. Yeah. But these are really cool guys.
You had a good time with them?
We did have a good time with
excellent.
Them.
Any, I mean, I heard Dustin did some stage diving. But
yeah,
anything out of hand happen with them?
They got the first show, wasn't it? The security got really mad because apparently he kicked two girls in the face by accident. And then there's some tears shed.
Don't kick Foo Fighter fans in front of the Foo Fighter security.
Bad move.
We almost got kicked off the tour for that.
No.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Wow.
And there's another rock and roll moment from you in the big room. Hot, hot heat tonight at the Newport Music Hall. There are still tickets available. Let's hear it from you. You going to do another song here?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Excellent. CD 101. Elevator came out back in April.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you might want to punch me for asking this. Have you started writing new songs yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think we might play a new one tonight, actually, at the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people will get to hear something new you're working on. How does the... I know it's probably always different. You probably hear this stupid question all the time, but how does the songwriting process go for you guys?
Yeah, every song's totally different. Sometimes it's all written as melody in your head in the shower. Other times it's you're in the jam spot and it just kind of comes out and everybody does what they do and it just happens in like 45 minutes, and the other songs take like 6 months, you know.
Yeah.
changing. I know we have like 4 songs that are just about done now, and one of them we were just working on right before we came here in the bus. Just Paul and I were just kind of
yeah.
Just, I don't know.
hashing it out.
And you feel good about it?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent.
Like that song actually is an example of a song that Paul's been working on for like probably 6 months.
That one we just played, or the one?
No, the one that we're talking about. The song we were working on the bus.
I think we'd have that last
one. No, the last song we're still working on.
I thought it sounded great. How about you, huh?
Let's just.
What is the, you just started. How are you passing time on the bus? You brought up the bus. Just playing or anything in particular that you like to do?
A lot of guitars, basically just always around. I don't know, we don't really stay on the bus that much, I guess.
A lot of heavy drinking.
There's the rock and roll answer.
Yeah, I didn't know, I was trying to avoid that, but yeah.
All right, let's do another song, and then I'll remind everybody about the show tonight, and we'll do another song. So,
cool.
All right, Hot Hot Heat in the CD 101 Big Room.
Say that you didn't know.
Hell yeah. Like that a lot. Hot, hot heat here in the CD 101 Big Room. I don't do a whole lot of this, but I'm going to gush for a little bit. Really, while you're playing, I'm like, damn, I like this band. It just really great job.
I feel that way every night.
I'm glad to hear that, Luke. That's awesome. These records really have been a lot of fun. So I want to say congratulations on them. Thanks for making them. I appreciate them. And I've had a blast every time I watched it. The last time you were in town was when you played with the Killers, right? At Promo West Pavilion.
Yep.
Now the LC. That's a joke for them. There. Yeah. So because I have to say it right. You guys kicked their ass. It was great. I mean, I don't know who saw that show, but am I right that you guys own that show? So that's enough of the gushing. They're at the Newport Music Hall tonight. Do yourself a favor and go see the show. You gonna do one more?
Yeah. Yeah. We were. What was it? Jingle Jangle.
All right.
This is my favorite one off the record. So I was pushing for this one.
Hot, hot heat in the CD 101 Big Room.
Children around me, then it will turn out. Me to tell if they slipped and fell just a salesman with my suitcase in hand. There's a perfect plan that's a
excellent job. Hot, hot heat. Let's hear it for him. Luke Paquin, Steve Bays, Paul Hawley, and not in the room, but in our hearts, Dustin Hawthorne. Let's hear it for him again, huh?
Thanks, guys.
Go out and buy the record on Reprise Records, Elevator, and go to the show tonight at the Newport Music Hall. Thanks, guys, for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, man.
You're always welcome here anytime. Hope you come back soon again after tonight.
All right.
Let's hear it for him one more time. Turn it over to Command Central. Thanks.
CD 101. CD 101, the alternative station.